Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today's story is on Star Lily. It's on our white lily that we find in the cedar swamps. And this is a story from my friend Thomas from Menominee, healer, a medicine man, one of my greatest friends. And this is a story that this says is in a children's book, but he likes to put his own little style on it as the spirit moves him, as he says. So let's get started. A long time ago, when all the people of the village all help for the better of the village and live as one in harmony with each other and all creation, the hunters were out hunting, the scouts were out scouting for new places to hunt and put up their next village. The chief's son was out playing late one day, like all the children and people. When the sun goes down and the first star in the east shows, it's time to be home. One night the chief's son was out playing late. He was almost home when the stars came out. He loved looking at the stars and hearing the stories the elders and the family would say around the fire. A good place to pass lessons on to the children sitting around a fire before bedtime. He had noticed the star fall from the sky. It was bright and it had a sparkling trail as it fell to Mother Earth, leaving a beautiful trail of stardust as it twinkled away. He went home. All the people were gathering around their lodges and getting ready to go to bed after story time. He went to his grandfather and told him he was sorry for being out late. He told him he was on his way back and he had noticed that a star had fallen from the Star Nation. The grandfather chief decided that this was a sign and needed to go gather everybody for council the next evening. The council was gathered. The chief got up and spoke to the people, announcing what his grandson had seen. Others had gotten up to speak. All different suggestions came about. The spirits are mad. The spirits are happy and blessing everybody. Something bad had happened and an ancestor had fallen from grace. But whatever it was, they needed to gather some brave people to go see what was happening. The hunters came back. They were asked to go. The hunters were not usually asked to do such things, so they asked to wait for the scout because they would know how to move about at night. When a party was chosen, they set out, the bravest of them all. Children were to be excluded, but the grandson had to take them to where he had seen the star fall, then be escorted back. He took them to the place where he had seen the star fall. They all saw more stars falling in the same manner, with beautiful tails following softly to the ground. They became scared and returned and reported the new development. More were coming. Another council was gathered. They had chosen their best ambassador to be escorted by warriors to meet with these spirits. They had thought for sure that they were gathering for something big. Maybe a war, maybe against them or to protect them. Either way, they needed to know. Again, they went back out to meet the falling stars from the Star Nation as they came. Surely they'd be powerful spirits, ancestors. They were taken to the hilltop overlooking a serene valley. Above, the stars came out and started falling from the sky, leaving trails of sparkling stardust glistening as it softly floated to the ground. They became scared and left. They felt they were not yet ready to speak to the stars. The young boy snuck along and hid among the tall grass. He noticed after the ambassador and his escort had left, the stars turned into very pretty girls. He stood up and walked over. One star saw the young man child approaching. He asked, "Why are you here?" "It's so beautiful up there. Someday I'm going to go there and live amongst the Star Nation," he said, smiling. She was obviously a princess, or came from the family of a chief, he had thought to himself. With great respect and honor, he humbly asked if he could be of assistance. She answered, "Yes. We are from the Star Nation. We look down upon this Mother Earth where you and your people live. We like it so much that we can only sneak down here and enjoy Mother Earth in the evening. Then we must go back. But we are looking for a place to live where we can live and not be bothered. No animals to trample us or eat us. If we find such a place, maybe me and my sisters will come to live here upon Mother Earth. The young man-child went back to his grandfather and told him of what he had done and that he had spoken to the star spirits. He then gave him their request. A council was gathered once again after hearing the report given from the ambassador and his escorts of their journey. He announced to the people that the star spirits had chosen an ambassador, a young man, who pure in heart, his grandson. He presented their request, and they were assigned places to look for the star spirits to live. The young man went back during the evening and spoke to the princess and told them of a place. The star princess said, "I will come and be tall grass that bends in the wind and the prairie you had chosen, and if it's a good place, I'll return and tell my sisters." She stayed and became the tall grass. The buffalo came and trampled the grass. She changed and went back to the Star Nation. Each time the young man came back with a new location, she would go there. The Star Princess had turned into berries and flowers, and still there was always something that was coming by eating them or trampling. Then one evening, the young man waited and waited. Then the princess showed. The princess had told him that she was gone for a while and had found such a place, and she had talked to her sisters and they had not decided if they would come yet to live on Mother Earth, even though they loved being here. She told him when and where they would be. If the people would come and see them and protect them, they would know when they saw them that they were at the right place. He took the message back to the people. As directed, they went to a high hill and waited. As the star princess came with her sisters, she showed them a pond, and they could see themselves in the pond. They were happy. The star princess started first, then followed by her sisters. The people saw off in the distance as the stars started to fall from the sky, beautiful, bright, with stars sparkling as they floated to Mother Earth with their trails of glistening stardust, floating in the heavens, gently coming to Mother Earth. The people gathered what they could carry for meals and started towards where they seen the stars fall from the Star Nation. They slept on top of a hill, and as the early morning sun came, they were awakened by its warm, early glow. They saw a pond in a valley. They went down to the pond and saw flowers everywhere floating on the water. The people went in the pond and admired the flowers. They had 5 petals and looked as if they were looking into the sky. Such beautiful flowers. They were floating in the pond. There they will never be bothered. Now when night comes, the stars about can see their sisters in these ponds with their reflections and look like they're together once again in the Star Nation. That is what the flower represents. Love and respect, and how they came to be. The Star Lily. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say mi gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.